teenagers so many years ago. Amen. That I learned that song, and it was my theme song for many, many years. Yes, church, we got a lot to thank God for.
Amen.
Many things have taken place in this life. I've been in a serious accident here on October the 18th of this year. And I come out alive. They had to pull me out of a car. I was so hemmed on the other side. It took two men. And the way that car situated, the console there was kind of hard, even me, to get over and over it, so they had to pull me out of the car.
Jesus.
I want you to know the angel of the Lord encamped around about me.
Amen.
And he's not my co-pilot, but he's my pilot. Praise God. Amen. I didn't have time to react at all in the situation that I was involved with. We might be speaking about 2 seconds, and there it was, just the image of this car. Didn't have time to say anything, didn't have time to holler Jesus. Didn't have time or mindset, because it was a total surprise to me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, God was with me.
Amen.
And the prayers of His people, amen, have really benefited me in this life.
Amen.
Well, we got more in the congregation than I thought we would have tonight. And I appreciate you coming tonight.
Amen.
I had 2 messages on my mind, and the pastor said, well, you can only preach one. So I had to change the other one, even though I did a lot of study with it. Brother Danny, a lot I had to change, because in the spur of a moment, Jesus gave me the thought. And He'll do that. Amen. And I'm mindful tonight. Amen. Let us go to Him in prayer. Father Heaven, Jesus, we come to Thee tonight, Lord. We ask, Lord, that You would undertake in this service tonight. Oh, God, that You would stir our hearts and our minds tonight, God, that we may receive the bread of life, Lord. God, Your presence is here, Lord, that I have already felt the sweet Holy Ghost, the Lord, tonight, to touch our minds, Jesus. Lord, as the woman at the well said, give me the drink of the living water of life. Give me the drink, Lord, from that well. Give me the hunger and the thirst, Lord, in this hour. Bless this congregation, for they are here, Lord. Even though we be few in number, Lord, Your presence is so strong here. I pray, Lord, the leading and the guidance of Your Spirit in this service tonight, God, that You would have Your way. Lord, move upon the hearts of Your people tonight, God. Lord, we need You. We need the bread of life. We need the fresh bread, Lord. Anoint these lips, Lord, tonight, God, for I'm on the piece of clay in Your hand. God, have Your way with me, Lord. Oh, Master, in Your name, I ask it to hear from You tonight, God, to edify and bless, Lord, this congregation, in Jesus' name. Well, no, I don't have no 15 pages. I don't have no 20 pages. And I probably only have 6 pages. So I don't think I'm going to be lengthy, but sometimes, you know, time can get ahead of us. Mm-hmm. Amen. That clock hadn't been set back yet, though.
No.
It hadn't been set back yet. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, you pray for me. Let us stand in the reading of His Word tonight. Found in the book of Kings, 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start reading from the 8th verse. And go down I'm thinking maybe the 16th or 17th verse somewhere right in there. 6th chapter, 2 Kings, 8th verse. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, In such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not much a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him, and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may see him and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore send thee he thunder, horses, and chariots, and a great host. And they came by night. Notice, they came by night and come past the city about. And when the servants of the man of God was risen early and gone forward, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite the people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. You can be seated. Praise God. What a wonderful, wonderful story that is written here for our unction of what we can get from it and receive from Him, from the Word of God. The thought pattern in my message, what is inedible, is it so or not? Things in this life seem so prevalent and so demanding in our life, and a lot of times it comes about that we have in our mindset that that's going to take place and happen, and we cannot change the situation and the circumstances that we are in. So, we see here the picture of how the servant of God is looking here in the place that he is set here, and he sees all the enemy of the soldiers and the chariots of this great host that was about him. You better believe it. There was something on his mind, and he probably was troubled in a way with fear and anguish, and of course he asked the question, "Man of God, what are we going to do? We are in a situation here. We are in this place here. And it seems like destruction is in the path. Praise God. That fox will take every which way of advantage of you if you allow to get you down. Destroy your mind of thought and to put down your mind. And it's in the animal sometimes that there cannot not be a change there. But I tell you, is it not or is it so? There's a fact that can take place. But I want you to know God is above facts." Can I hear amen?
Amen.
You know, she took counsel. The king of Syria took counsel with his servants and in a place to show that he could put the man of God in bondage or to destroy him, because he was telling what was going to take place with the king of Israel there, that he would not be present because it was whispered in the bedchamber. Don't you go there. Amen. So he listened to what Elisha was saying. And of course, you know, the scripture said the king of Syria was troubled. What's going on here? What's taking place here? This is supposed to be a surprise. Amen. It was inevitable that the situation would be here, that this would come about, that he would capture Elisha and his servants. It was inevitable. It seemed like in the situation that you get in sometimes, and the weakness and the frailness of this body, the enemy is always stuck in our mind, in our mindset, to take place, to bring doubt and unbelieving. So you won't trust in the Lord. Well, we know who our trust is. We know that He can change the situation and the circumstances that we are facing in this life. So the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled, and that enemy needs to be troubled. We found not against flesh and blood, but we found against the principalities of the air, weakness in high places. We are fighting that. Amen. Even those, these are human beings here, and they are used by the enemy or Satan, even in this part. But God, I said, God has a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan for you in your life. Amen. Whatever you face, whatever crisis that you're in, whatever the crossroads are that you are in the situation that you're in, I want you to know, you look to Jesus. He'll carry your burden. He'll help you out in the time of need. It is inevitable, same night, that there will not be a change, but we'll tell you, when Jesus gets a hold of your life, that thing's going to change. going to take place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're very quiet. I thank you for listening to me. I love that. So, you notice Elisha prayed. And he said, Lord, I pray that he open his eyes that he may see. Well, we need to see. We need to have the vision and the dreams that the word of the prophet has said. Your old man shall dream dreams and your young man shall see visions. He still does that today. Amen. The vision of insight. Amen. For you to go up to serve Jesus in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Talking about the Lord. Amen. But eyes need to be open. We need to grasp, amen, the mind of the Lord and the voice of God when He speaks to us. And the only way we're going to do that is enter into that prayer chamber, pray and seek His face and call upon His name. Amen. He will hear us when we humble ourselves, when we submit ourselves. Amen. He will do something in our life. Praise God. Praise God. But we need to see. Elisha should open this man's eyes. Sometimes, Sister Dunner, our vision can get dim.
Yes.
And sometimes it seems like the darkness in the bleak. Amen. And Aaron, and also in the valley of death, that we get in a place of time and darkness to seem like it's so near and all the way around us. But I want you to know God will lead you and guide you. Amen. In the time, amen, of the situation that you're in. Notice that it was at night time. Darkness was all around. But early in the morning, amen, when the servant saw that host, amen, I'm sure he did not know what to do. You've been in that church. Sometimes we don't know what to do. Amen. We face these things in life. Amen. And Satan's always throwing his fiery darts at us to tear out our soul, to get us down, amen, to throw the towel in and to give up. But I want you to know it never is time to give up. The captain of our salvation, our God will come through with us. Hold on, hold on, be patient, amen. He's doing a work in your life. He's performed that work in your life. And thank God, He will accomplish that in the end of the time when He comes. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm going to feed your soul here. So they were filled with blindness. Notice that the command of Elisha when he prayed. Elisha prayed, said, Lord, you know, he prayed to also twice there. Again, he prayed for the blindness of these other big hosts. And you know what happened in the story about how that they was led by the servant of Elisha, or the Elisha itself was led there in a place. Now, get to see. Take the picture. God will move in your mountain of crisis. God takes the circumstance and makes it possible for you to be in a positive note. He will work it out. He will work it out. Amen. In Psalms 34 and 19, very familiar scripture, amen, is telling us Even back in the time of King David, and the psalm was written here, and it said, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all." Some?
All.
All?
All.
What? Troubles. Surely we're going to have trouble in this life. Sure, the fiery trial comes in this life to befell us. Amen. But when we lean on Jesus, our Captain, our Savior, when we lean on Him and trust Him, He will guide us, amen, through the fiery trial to beset us, bring us down. Amen. But God is there.
Amen.
Listen, church, God knows who you at. He knows your number. He knows your condition. He knows what you're facing. Whether it be physical, financial, or spiritual, He knows what's going on in your life. Now, take note. Listen. Focus on the matter at hand. For God said to us, as He has spoken unto Job also, Job 34, verse 21 says, "For His eyes are upon the ways of man, and He seeth all His goings."
Yes, sir.
It's all His going. If you're doing wicked in this life, He knows what you're doing. If you commit adultery and fornication, amen, and you're taking the man's wife, He knows that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He knows about everything. You know, Jesus Himself, when all the Pharisees and those were in His midst, He knew the thoughts. Amen. He knew what they were thinking. You don't think He knows what you're thinking? Amen. At any time. So He knows and He sees what's taking place in their life. Now, love this place in the 8th chapter of Luke in the 43rd verse. What does it say? "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any." Verse 24, "came behind Him and touched the border of His garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched." Verse 48 of that chapter, "And He said to her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace.'"
Yeah.
It was inevitable. She spent all of her money on physicians. Just like a lot of times we go to physicians and, you know, to see about our bodies, and it's a necessity, and God has blessed us with physicians and all. But I want you to know, this woman could not get no help whatsoever. When the picture seems so bleak, and the darkness is all around you, and there's no light at all, but I want you to know, Jesus shows up. Jesus is at hand. Jesus is there. Amen. To take care of you in your situation. When you're dealing with a mindset, "I need healing, Lord. I need your healing touch." Jesus is at elbow. "I'm having this situation. I'm having this problem. Even with my eyes and with my body and with my skin, I'm having all this, Lord. But it's inevitable. Amen. What can I do?" Amen. you, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to lean on you, Lord. But I ask you to come, Lord. Amen. To change the inevitable fact. Amen. You know, that word itself is a strong word. It's so. But I want you to know that God changes the facts. It's a fact. For 12 years she faced all this. But when Jesus appeared on the scene, the miracle working of our Savior changed. Amen. And she, by faith, hold on by faith, believing that it will come about. As our pastor has preached, if we have the faith as of a mustard seed, we can touch Him. Our situation can change. Amen. In our life. Praise God. So, Jesus speaks to us. And He tells us, even though we are facing this difficult and hard time, through faith, He said to her, those He called her daughter. Then He said, be of good comfort. And that's what He's telling us. Be of comfort. Be of good comfort. Amen. Rejoice always. For God's going to do something in your life. God's going to take care of the man. Amen. He'll take care of it. But a faith to believe and trust Him and be led by your Spirit so God can do something in our life. Amen. She carried that burden for 12 years. And none could stop the issue of blood. As I said, the physicians could not help her. She spent all she had, but to no avail. But notice, the impossible became the possible when Jesus shows up on the scene.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. He can turn it around for you. Amen. And we want that. I said that again. He can turn it around. Amen. Amen. He is better, as His sister Watson sings that song, He's bigger than all our problems. He's bigger than all our fears. He is bigger than all our doubts. But Jesus, as we lean upon Him, He will carry our burdens, amen, in this life. The scripture plainly says, cast your burden upon Him that He will sustain you. Amen. Sustain you. Amen. To get you from one place to another place. And your mind can be changed. Well, let's go to the book of Jonah. Let's get the picture. Take note. The ship that Jonah was in was about to be broken. It was inevitable. Or could it be? The scriptures talking about this was about to be broken. And why? Because God sent a great wind, amen, upon that ship. Jonah was running away from the Lord. That's the reason why he entered into the ship. He went a total opposite of the way that God had commanded him to go. In the 17th verse, first chapter of Jonah, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. You notice in the New Testament, it says the belly of a whale. Amen. Jonah was in the preached 3 days and 3 nights. Listen, he wasn't in no Holiday Inn. He wasn't even in a nice motel set up in the accommodations of coffin and all like that. And I would think he probably was in a smelly place. But God had something for him to do in his life. Said in the middle of hell, he cried to the Lord. Well, we need to cry to Him too. About our problem and our situation and about something. Even though we have a walk with God, we have to talk to Him. We have to communicate with Him. That's the reason why the Holy Ghost will speak to our heart and our mind when we enter in that chamber. What am I going to do with this life? And then I'm facing all this. Trouble. Anguish.
Oh, Jesus.
And our mindset gets so heavy at times of what we are dealing with in this life. But we need to be like King David. He said, my heart is in acting a good man. That's the reason why he prayed so often before God. And he asked God to quicken him, amen, in his, not his, quicken him in his righteousness, that means the righteousness of God. Listen, if you think you're going to run away from God, amen, God will turn you around. It's inevitable. The facts are like they are. But God, again I say, God goes beyond facts.
Yes.
I said God goes and changes the facts.
Yes. Yes.
It was a fact. She went to the physician.
Yeah.
It was a fact of an issue of blood that she had for so many years. But hey, that was a change in her life. In the book of Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 18th verse. But God led the people of out through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And he of the children went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. You know, God was leading them to the Red Sea, or the wilderness of the Red Sea, that was to take place. That was a shorter route. Mm-hmm. I said that was a shorter route. Mm-hmm. I want you to know God was leading them along the way so they'd be subjected to Christ moving in them in their life. Notice that they were harnessed out of the land of Egypt. Everything in the preparation to come out of Egypt was there. To make the preparations, amen, to leave Egypt behind. But let's get the picture. Let's take the scene. Let's focus on what's going to take place. Pharaoh thought he had the children of Israel boxed in. He said, or had a thought in his mind, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. I say the wilderness has shut them in. Well, we know the wilderness is of the world. We know that, the fact of that. But God moves through in this life, in this world, amen, and he uses his disciples or his prophets to bring forth the message, amen, for us to get in a positive state, amen, of who he is, what he is, and what he wants to do in our life.
Amen.
It was inevitable that the children of Israel were in a strait. They were in a hard, difficult place. It seemed like that there was no way of escape, a way out. Moses tells the children of Israel in the 13th verse of the 14th chapter of Exodus. What did he say? You know what the scriptures were familiar to us. And it speaks to our heart even today. It tells us, fear you not, set still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. He will show you today the battle. Amen. Gets pretty hot. The desert gets pretty dark. But I want you to know the voice of God speaks to us when we get so thirsty or in that dry land. He sends forth the water that we need. Amen. To lift us up, amen, and to show us the way that we need to go.
Amen.
You're making sure our hip of me. Well, he's telling us that today. Look what I can do in your life. You can become a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We know the scripture says you must be born again of the Spirit and of the water.
Yes.
But there must be a change in your life. There must be confession. Amen. Of your unrighteousness and your sins. Amen. You must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Many today don't want to confess. They don't want to go down that road. Amen. When something is pricking in their heart, we know the voice of God is speaking to them to turn them away. Amen. In the wicked state that they are in, you can become what I can make of you if you will yield your members unto righteousness.
Amen.
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 So, in the book of Acts, the 5th chapter, we see the sect of the Pharisees put the apostles in prison. They were invited, and it seemed like it was inevitable that they would not be able to escape. But God does the impossible. In the 19th verse of the 5th chapter of Acts, we see God moving. I said we see God moving. We see a God of action. We see God is doing the work here. It says this, but the angel of the Lord by night, notice by night, God working in the night, in the darkness, amen, he works and he performs. And many miracles will take place. We are His work is mysterious sometimes, amen, to perform. But he performs that in our day, in our time period. But the angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people. Oh, the words of this life. Life. The bread. The gospel. Amen. You speak of all of this life. He's coming again, church. I said he's coming again. Amen. And we need to be ready. It is at night. Darkness is all around. And Satan wants you for his own. The picture is very bleak. Our vision seems to be so dim. And the scene is so dusty. And Satan tells you that there is no use. Give it up. That's the old fox telling you. You will not get out of this. Amen? Well, I'm getting close to the close or the conclusion of a mission. I'm almost there. No matter how the darkness is inevitable, God will deliver and give you light. I said, God will give you light.
Yes.
Sometimes change will take place even when the negative is so strong. Satan tells you that he has you and that you will die, and the inevitable is unstoppable. You're not going to stop me. That's what Lucifer, Satan says. But I want you to know, Jesus stopped him. And he hung up on that cross. Amen. The enemy, devil, was defeated. And he's defeated today. Amen. In the fourth chapter of the book of Luke, we see here many times Satan uses the word ill. Many times to Jesus. When Christ has come out of the desert. And a lot of times Satan will use the word ill. If I only did this. If only my past went this way. So, Satan uses the past to try to bring you down in a state of the mother grudge. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But I want you to know we need to be like David when he said, he is the lifter up of my hand. He'll lift us up. He'll bring us out. Amen. You know, I love the scripture because it comes to my mind. As Paul's mentioned, he causes us to sit in spiritual places with him. We have spiritual places in this life that we can sit with him and have fellowship with him and worship him. Oh, I love that.
Amen.
I love that. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. So, things can take place for us in this life. In the 27th chapter of the book of Luke, the 66th verse, I love this. So they went and made the scepter sure. Notice the word sure. Selling the stone and setting a watch. It was in the elbow. Amen. That to take place, that the stone would not be rolled away. Huh? It's no way. It might have taken many, many men even to lift that stone. But it was rolled away. They said, sure. They even said, a watch. But he had risen. The false witness take place there. He has not risen, but he did rose. We know he rose from the dead. Well, what seemed impossible becomes the possible. As I said, the stone was rolled away, and our Savior was risen. One more thought. Do you think you can stop the Creator? His purpose and plan cannot be defeated. In 2 John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he is not willing for anyone to perish, but to have everlasting life. He gave his life so we could have life and peace in this tabernacle. One day, we're going to lay it down.
Yep.
Amen?
Yep.
As Paul said, we're going to lay it down. and walked out, and it is inedible, and it is sure a fact that the thought heaven is coming down. To the end of my thought, is it inevitable or not? Or is it so or what? I hope you got what I said. That's it, Pastor. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you. It is such a great congregation tonight.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm glad to see all of y'all here tonight. Amen. You're a great blessing to me, church. All of you are.
Good job, brother.
Amen.
Miles, good job.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you.
So much in this book.
Yes, sir.
I know if you wanted to really get into this book, you'd be here for hours and hours and hours. Amen. But, you know, the scripture teaches us, you know, I've heard preachers get up and say, well, I got a hold of something I couldn't let go. I said, well, it was a long time. Because the Bible said the Spirit is subject to the prophet.
Amen.
So stand with me if you will. Amen. I appreciate God keeping His hand on Brother Swan on the highways. Amen.
Amen.
Not getting much sleep, but amen. Kept his eyes open.
Amen.
Thank God for that. Good to see Michelle tonight.
Yes.
Amen. You already know how to get here, so don't let it be so long you getting back. Amen. We love you. We loved your daddy.
Amen.
Amen. And we love you tonight. And we want you to be here and be a part of this church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
If we're ever going to get in, we've got to get in now.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, it could be over by tomorrow.
Mm.
Amen. If they said, amen, dropped a nuclear bomb, it'd be over.
Mm.
I'm telling you, Jesus is coming after His. And He's going to protect those that are His. Now, with some of those that lost their lives, some of those may have very well been children of God that lost their lives. Amen. Go back and tell me that old Apostle Peter and Paul and all of them didn't go through something. They went through it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And I tell you, Luke 21:36 said, pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape.
Amen.
I pray that I escape what these men of God have went through. But if it comes to it, God's going to take us. He'll take us up, take us through. Don't matter to me.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. And I've been trying to talk to people and tell them, get ready. Tell my family to get ready.
Amen.
Amen. The hour is upon us. All right. Thank you again, Brother Miles, for the Word of God.
Praise
God. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Brother Swan, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer, Elder?
Oh, God, we thank you.
Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just once a year.
Thank you, Lord.
Every minute of every day, you call us.
Jesus Christ.
Lord, the breath that we breathe,
hallelujah,
is the breath that you breathe into mankind's nostrils that you created us for this year. Lord, we give you thanks and praise because you are. You always have been and you always will be.
Hallelujah.
You are the giver of all things. Lord, you're the provider. Lord, you're the provision that we see in us. God, we give you thanks. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory because you're the only one worthy of any praise. Lord, thank you for an opportunity to gather and worship your God and have fellowship. Lord, to lift one another up, to be lifted up by our fellow Christians. Lord, we ask that you just protect each and every one of us. Open our eyes, give us understanding, dear God.